to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 20. And today's episode is on the 6 common rookie fundraising mistakes. So we're going to be talking about what things you can really enhance and improve upon so that you don't look like a rookie, even if you are. So before then, I just want to just give a huge shout out to those of you who signed up to be a part of my next coaching course. We have such a good crowd. We have such a good group in there, and we're going to be starting on June the 1st. And so I love my coaching clients. And I just want you guys who are listening right now, who may be thinking about, may have thought about the coaching program, but didn't know if it was a right fit for you. If you think that you might need a fundraising coach just to push you to the next level, don't wait until that next session opens up. You can start already by putting in your application and just getting in on the docket for our next group that's going to be opening up in the next couple months. So be sure to be on that list. We definitely want you to be a part of it. So, but in the meantime, we're shutting it down so that I can give some energy and focus to those who are a part of the team. So looking forward to those of you who are a part of it. So today we are talking about the 6 common rookie fundraising mistakes. And today's the rookie mistakes, we're going to be spelling out the word rookie. And right away, okay, I'm going to start off with my top. I'm not going to like gear up for the final one. I'm going to tell you my number one, like the number one common rookie fundraising mistake. And you'll never believe it. It's the fact that people refuse to ask. Yeah, like don't even ask at all. So if you refuse to ask somebody for their donation, there's a good chance that they're not going to give you it. They're not going to give you any money. So refusing to make that request right away is one of those things that I think that people think, well, if I kind of beat around the bush enough, maybe they'll kind of come around and know, well, why am I meeting with them in the first place if I'm not asking for a donation? So don't assume that they understand that you're going in to ask them for funds if you never actually ask them for funds. And this is why I think a one pager is really important. And this is what I tell my coaching clients is that I want you to have that one pager that answers the questions, who, what, when, where, why, how. And the how is big because the how basically is the how they're going to actually give you their funds. So if you don't go through the entire process and don't ask for donations, they're not going to say yes. They're not going to consider giving. And believe it or not, I actually, I get really turned off, you know, like when somebody does not actually go in and ask. So that means that I'm like, well, they're not confident enough in their product. They don't really want me to be a part of it, or they don't really need my funds. So don't allow any assumptions to creep in. Be sure that you ask for those donations and be very clear that you want them to be a part of what it is that you're doing. So the second common rookie fundraising mistake is actually the opposite of refusing to ask, but over-asking, asking too much. Like instead of building that relationship and having that friendship with the person that you're looking at becoming a donor to your cause, you ask all the time. I mean, could you imagine if somebody was, you know, interested in dating you or being in a relationship with you and they asked you every single time that you saw each other if they could marry you? I mean, after a while, you'd say, enough, leave me alone. Like, you're annoying. So we don't want to over-ask and overstep our bounds by being inconsiderate or assuming that that's the only reason why we want to be friends with them or that's the only reason why we want them to be in our circle. So do not over ask, but also don't do the opposite. Like I said, don't refuse to ask. The third is the O of rookie, and O is oversharing. This is a common mistake, oversharing. We have a tendency to want to just use our donors and our volunteers as sounding boards, and bouncing ideas off of them is one thing, but sharing, oversharing what it is that's going on with your organization is not their place. They don't need to hear you whining and complaining about whatever it is that's going on in your bubble. And those volunteers are not here for you to, you know, basically take advantage of. I mean, they want to hear positive, uplifting, exciting things that are happening, not the drudgery or the negativity that might be occurring behind the scenes. So I know it's easy sometimes to feel like, well, you want them to have ownership in what you're doing. But in the same tone, you don't want them to know all the inner workings. You want to protect them from some of the things that might be going on, maybe some of the bureaucracy or the politics or the, you know, maybe some employees in the organization are not happy or somebody said something about someone else and there's gossip or whatever that is. Protect your volunteers and your donors from ever hearing or knowing anything about anybody being disgruntled. You don't want them to have to navigate through that and wonder, oh, is that how you're going to treat me? Or is that how you talk about me behind my back? You know, so there's a real caution here that you just don't want to overshare or whine about what it is that's going on with your organization behind the scenes. So the next one is number four, which is people who think that they know it all. So they stop asking for help. I mean, these are the people that think as leaders that they can run the show, that they don't need a team, they don't need anyone, they're just going to do it all themselves. And if you've caught any of my previous podcasts, you know that that is the opposite of what I teach. I do not want you to do this alone. And if you're really honest with yourself, you know that you are not a know-it-all. Like, you do not know this whole thing. We all have our own giftings and talents that we bring to the table, but we cannot do this thing on our own. And if you've ever done a fundraiser by yourself, you know that you can only raise so much money and you can only do so many things because there's only so many hours in the day. So if you're considering going this alone and trying to take this on and not build out a committee and not invite other people to be a part of it, I challenge you today to not be a know-it-all and to really evaluate what it is that you're capable of doing and what you're not, and then start figuring out, who do you need on your team? Who do you need to recruit in so that you can do this thing twice as good, three times as good, four times as good? I mean, you just think, however many people you bring around you that have different giftings and talents, the greater your organization is going to do and the how you're going to exponentially grow your fundraising, because you've got the right people who are sitting at the table who all bring something unique and special. So that whole know-it-all, thinking that you can do this alone, is really such a myth. And sometimes we do it, and I know we do it because we don't really know what to hand off to someone. So it's hard to just assume that that everybody else is going to be equally equipped as you are. And I understand that you're the lead for your organization or for your fundraising efforts. And so that will carry the weight of that. And that's totally understandable. But if you don't share, you know, some of those responsibilities, if you don't delegate out and invite other people to be a part of that vision and a part of that mission, then you're only going to be able to do so much. And that's not as effective as you want to be. You want to impact as many people. You want to raise as many dollars as possible. And so definitely do not go it alone and be sure to ask for help. So don't be a know-it-all. So number five. So the fifth common rookie fundraising mistake is ignoring your donors. Oh, do not ignore your donors. A lot of rookies do this because they don't know how to communicate. And so they think that maybe they're over-communicating. Maybe the stuff that they're sharing that their donors don't care about. But do not ignore your donors, especially if you see a change in their donations. So if their donations go up or their donations go down, you want to communicate with them and you want to make sure that they're aware of the situation, because sometimes they don't even know that something has happened. Maybe they have their donation on a credit card and the credit card expired, and so now you have to update their information. Well, just think about that. You know, every 4 years, something like that a card expires. Or maybe they went on vacation and their card, you know, they got stolen. you have to be on top of those donations. Otherwise, there's a good chance that they could slip through the cracks. And we don't want to ignore our donors for fear that we don't know what they're going to say. I always take a very administrative approach when it comes to when I see donations change. It's just, hey, I want to call and touch base and see if there was any edits that, you know, any changes that happened in your card. I see that your donation didn't come in last month, or, you know, wanted to check on you and see how things are going. So you just kind of check in. It's not any high pressure. There's no reason to get anxious or nervous about it. You're just communicating with them. But the other thing is that when you see changes in their donations, you also want to be able to thank them. So if you ignore your donors by making that rookie mistake, you're going to miss out on them really feeling like they're making a difference. By sharing what it is that you're doing, that's going to make all the difference in whether or not they continue to give and whether they decide to give additionally to your cause. So that's really a big thing, is to make sure that they're aware that you're keeping that communication up. I know a couple episodes ago I was talking about the newsletter. You know, that's a great thing to make sure that you know, you can kind of put that on automation as far as when you send those out, but that continues to keep in communication, and then add a couple other things to that list so that you have at least 7 touches to your donors. Make sure that they're communicated with at least 7 times. And if you can do that in a more personal way, whether that's phone call, text, video chat, face-to-face obviously is the best. But any sort of communication is always better than no communication. So really, really important. The last common rookie fundraising mistake is the E of rookie, which is your ego. I know we sometimes are in our own, you know, little box, and we forget that sometimes our ego gets the best of us, and we forget that what we share may be something that we care about, but it may not be something that our donors care about. And we also come from our own perspective. So when we write and we put stuff on print pieces, we tend to maybe come from a perspective of, I want you to do this, or we want you to do this, and we need this, and we want that. And we forget that they're going to be reading this. They're going to be looking at it from their perspective and not yours. So that ego that you might say, okay, well, I need this stuff. I need them to donate to my cause. Well, that's all fine, but they need money too. So by saying I need money, who doesn't, right? Like, who doesn't need money? And so we're all out there. You know, all of us have businesses, or we go to work every day because we need money, right? We need to survive. And so when somebody does ask for donations, there has to be a reason why they're going to say yes, why they're going to respond. And it has to be because there's something in it for them, right? We always ask that question, what's in it for us? Why would I buy that product or service? Why would I be a part of that organization if it wasn't something that fulfilled something in my life? And we know that there's a lot of common reasons why people do volunteer and why people give to certain causes. But for the most part, they're looking to make a difference, and they're looking to feel some sort of significance. So if they can make a significant difference in your cause, then there's a greater likelihood that they're going to say yes. So if you give them this blanket statement about what's in it for you, and you forget to respond in a way by presenting your materials in a way that's what's in it for them, then there's a good chance that they're just going to walk away and ignore your request. And so what you need to do is really come from their perspective, look at your materials, look at your website, look at all the things that you do, and really analyze, am I coming from that perspective? You know, am I coming from a place of, you know, how am I fulfilling something in them, fulfilling a desire that they have to give back to our community and to my particular population that we're serving? So that's really, really, you know, important that you lock that down. So once again, those 6 common rookie fundraising mistakes. 1, you refuse to ask. 2, you overask. 3, you overshare because you're whining, so don't whine. 4, you're know-it-all. 5, you're ignoring your donors. And 6, you have a big ego. So, and on that sixth one, that ego, I think that we don't have an ego. It's not that. It's just that it's hard to see from somebody else's perspective. So this is my tip for you. So if you are doing any of these things, if you're refusing to ask, if you're over asking, if you're oversharing, you're a know-it-all, you're ignoring your donors, or you have an ego right now, my encouragement to you is to get feedback. Get feedback from someone who doesn't have any skin in the game. Ask for people's opinions about what it is that you're doing and how you're being received. So if you are posting stuff on social media, if you're sending out print materials, if you're communicating with people face-to-face or on the phone, ask for feedback. Ask if what you're saying is actually resonating. You can usually tell by how many donations are coming in based on it, that'll tell you how well you're doing with this. But be sure to ask somebody for their feedback on whether or not you're coming across as looking like you're a rookie. The other thing that oftentimes as a rookie is that you probably are coming from a perspective that you don't really want to look like you have it all together, because then maybe somebody will, when you do mess up or you don't, you know, actually do what maybe somebody expects of you, then they're going to say, well, you're experienced, you've got this all put together. And you kind of are like, well, no, I don't, I'm brand new and I don't really know what I'm doing. Don't, you know, start off in a place where you set yourself up, for just doing things halfway, because you don't actually want to be seen as legitimate, right? Like, we all want to be seen as legitimate. We want to be seen that our cause is worthy enough to support. So in order to make that happen, we need to make sure that we're very clear about our messaging. I often say that clarity attracts and confusion repels. So we want to be very clear. And when I mentioned asking for that donation, that is clarity. You're making it very clear how someone can give to your cause. And in return, here's what we can do for you. And typically it's, you get to be a part of this incredible thing that we're doing. And that may be all it is. It may be that they just get to be a part of something really incredible. But think about where you're coming from. What do you get out of what you do? I mean, some of you, yes, you get paid. There's a salary that might come with it. But when you first got into this, you probably did it just because you wanted to make a difference. And that was good enough. So think through, when somebody is giving to your cause, is it good enough that they're giving to your cause and that your cause is the celebrity? It is the benefit. The primary benefit that they're getting is making a difference, and not that they got some fancy t-shirt or mug or giveaway item, but that they really truly got to impact your crowd, your people, in a way that would never have happened without them, right? So this is so important, that we make sure that our donors really feel like they're a part of something so incredible. And that comes with us really painting the picture really well and avoiding the rookie mistakes, predominantly that big one of just not refusing to ask, you know, just not asking, but also, you know, being a little too aggressive with the over asking and thinking that we want them to be a part of things in a way where they're our bestie and we're going to overshare and whine at them and tell them all the insider information that they don't care about, nor do they need to know, or being a know-it-all and not asking for help to make sure that your team is strong, and definitely being sure that you don't ignore your donors and be sure that they're a part of this bigger plan. And of course, knocking down that ego and making sure that everything you do has something to do with them. So be sure to take these tips. I hope that this is super helpful. The 6 common rookie fundraising mistakes, and let's go be rock stars and not rookies, right? So let's go do it. Go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvalone.com Amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of fundraising freedom to your favorite charity today.